Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust.
Career. Teddy J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wish with hot models. We got em. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze, feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run, I got nowhere to hide, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside.
Inside.
The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
Thank you. Yo. Summertime.
Come on.
Yo. You see that summer, yeah.
Double
me want a nice catty. Come on. A nice catty.
Yo, the areas. Yo,
who's
that?
Me want a catty boom boom click pomadic. Me want a catty boom boom click pomadic. TikTok and flick pomadic. Make a do the thing called the flick pomadic. Cause girls all over. Wanna be my chick with a Christian, Islamic, or Catholic. Some of the white talk, we are sipping up girls on the beat and them walking in it. Now, Uzi, make we run to the bar. Tell them we place how you know man a star. Girl from Brazil, girl from Panama. Me no care who you is, me no care who you are. Oh yeah, we party all day. And we no care what you say. Man a party from night to day. Hey, summertime and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. All night. So everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah. So FG just a gone so bad. All of the girl them a gone so mad. Summer yeah, everybody so glad. Watch a girl a bubble up on the floor. Oh God. We a spend no we want our money in the pocket. Soon FG a go take off like a rocket. Man ever straight, we no bend up like grass. So some ease that why you better watch it. Me a tell you say. Only summer turn on then me feel alright. Big man with the energy used to drink Sprite. And you better know say that me feel alright. Yeah. So me sing again. From this summer turn on then me feel alright. Big man with the energy used to drink Sprite. You delirious, everything is alright. Summertime and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. Hey, man a drink all night, alright. Until we a see the sun. We a party all night. So everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah. Summertime and you know me feel nice,
feel nice, feel nice.
Me no care about nobody now.
Me no care about nobody now.
Party all night. Party all night.
BeatsbySB.com.
Hey, summertime and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. Hey, man a drink all night, alright. Until we a see the sun.
We a party all night.
So everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah. Summertime and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. Man a drink all night, alright. Until we a see the sun.
We a party all night.
Everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say.
Niggas grew up in the
many times they feel they ain't supposed to win. I try to give them hope and send them pictures of my bands, but every time them niggas get out, man, I swear they go back in. For real, for real. My nigga, this the gutter life. Dope fiend kill my little partner with a butter knife. Hey, ain't want no J's, just wanted to keep on his mother life. But that ain't changed, just the next day we slanging butter white.
Straight up, straight up.
Cause life goes on, this what even some of the kids that raise right go wrong. Where they pray on the weak, but every night blow strong. Man, I pray that it changed, but it's been trite for so long that I don't know, man.
I know so many people trapped up in me.
Live, your boy Seti J. Here's another beautiful Monday.
That means the start of another week. That means we made it. So if you made it to another week, everybody give yourselves a hand. Woo, woo. Now, every Monday here in the show, we bring you what we call Hot After Dusk Mondays. That's where we give you hot news, hot music, hot mess, all in one spot. You can't miss it. Today's show, man, will be actually kicking off our fifth annual Dust Model Month. And that's for all the people who are new to the fold and some people who need a refresher on what it's about. That's where every year we turn DustBot, our radio network, and DustBot.com into a complete realm of learning about the industry, although we do it year-round now, too. But you get it strictly as all you get year all month long. I throw out some little phrases, little things on Facebook time to time. Just kind of tips to let people know what and what not to do. Because there's a bunch of no-nos some of y'all doing. And on today's show, we'll be talking to Mel Tech Photo. And definitely cannot wait for that, man. Definitely, man's been doing it, rocking for a very long time. And I know that he's got a lot to tell you. So today we'll be talking to him about knowing the value of your work and when it comes to being and that's even with being a photographer or a model, understanding that. And also he will share some tips on how best to be published. So definitely pay attention, man. You don't want to miss it. About to bring him on to the show now, my boy, Mel Tech Photo. Welcome to the building. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Sadie, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm okay, man. You know, it's Monday, so that means every Monday in the show, that means I made it to another week. You're here, obviously, so you made it to another week, so it's just great to just be able to look down and say, wow, I made it through Monday, the hardest day of the week.
Yeah, that's true. Well, my Mondays, they're kind of slow, but they're kind of busy, so that's where I have to recap everything I did for the week from the weekend and prior to that, you know, before that. So my Monday is kind of, it's hectic. My Mondays are kind of hectic.
Who are you telling?
I like to, first of all, before we even go anywhere, I want to thank you for this opportunity. You kind of surprised me when you sent me the email. Hey, you're going to be on the, he said, you're going to be on the show. And I go, I said, remind me Sunday. I know I said something like that, but I would like to thank you for the invite. I've noticed your site. I think, man, it's been 3 years, right? Since I've been on, it's about 3 years.
Yes, about right. About 3 years, actually. It's funny because a lot of people don't be realizing, I always remember how I met people first all the way to, like, the very first moment. Because first time I met you, it wasn't even DustBot. It was, I actually was in tune with your work, and you actually talked to me a little bit here and there on, it was at the time, Dimes Depot. And that was
That's right. And then I said,
so Dimes Depot, we eventually, from Don's Depot, me and you eventually all ended up connecting on DustBot because at the time you had actually, that was by a mutual friend, Urban Goddess at the time.
That's right.
Yep, so.
Yeah.
I never forget the origins, man. I never forget.
because I remember, I think I said something, man, listen, my password doesn't work or something, and you gave me a password. I said something. I said, what happened? And then you took care of everything, but I have to admit, you've done a whole lot as far as in the entertainment and modeling realm. You know, putting those out there, newcomers, and you've helped a lot of newcomers and professional, especially the newcomers. You know, where, you know, they feel, well, I can't get seen, or, you know, I have a profile here, I have a profile on this website, and you know, as I always try to tell folks, it's not what you know, it's who you know sometimes. But you've opened doors, you've opened some great doors for a lot of folk, models and photographers. And ever since the beginning, and your site, it's gone strong. It's gone strong, and you're doing your thing down there in Texas. I thought you were always in New York, but you're doing your thing.
A lot of it's because of my because of just how my accent is and stuff. And a lot of again goes back to me because I'm originally from Jersey, so I got all that mixed in me. It's crazy. Like, get this Jersey stuff in me, then you got the Texas style. It's like creating a huge cocktail of craziness all in one cup. So
yeah. It's same thing with me being in North Carolina, you know, and I'm from Brooklyn. And so we, me and you are right across the water. I would say under the bridge over the water, right? We can't say across the water.
I got to go under the bridge real quick to you, you know that.
But the site, your site, it's getting better and better. And like I said, you open a lot of doors, but for a lot of unknowns. And you know, in this business, it's like it's not what you know, it's who you know. And when you reach out to talent, whether in male models or female models and photographers, young photographers who are trying to statement with their work, and they're still learning and they're growing and evolving, your site has done a lot, because there are a lot of sites out here. I'm not going to mention the names because I'm affiliated with a little bit of everybody, so I'm not. But
man, because here's what people don't realize. A lot of times, I use Dustbot, create Dustbot, but I use other places too, because I think that's what helps me strengthen understanding, to get an understanding of myself and how to set myself apart and kind of learn some opportunities from what they've done of what's the best workaround. So, and with people like yourself, man, without the members that's really doing stuff, that's come on there and showing people how to do things the right way, you know, it wouldn't pop as much as it does. So, I mean, I think people like yourself, man, they come on there, and y'all show some very professional work and show people, okay, you might not be there yet, but this is where, when you get to that point, this is how it's going to look.
Yeah. And Seti, that it, I gotta give props where props is due. Guys like James Williams, James Energy Williams, Derek Clegg, those two young gentlemen, I reached out to them. Oh, man. I guess they've been in the game now about 5 years now. And I reached out to them. You know, you go on Model Mayhem and, you see guys work. And I said, hey, man, that's good stuff. And I call them now. Those guys outshoot me now, man. They joke. they outshoot me, you know, and you know, they would call me, oh man, you the Quincy Jones of photography, and I'm going, man, don't put me in that category. I ain't that old yet. But those guys, who I have to say, both of those two guys, they have. They've gone, I mean, some hot, great leaps and bounds. You know, James has, in less than 3 years, you know, he has published over 17 or 20 models in Jet in less than 5 years in his career. But I can tell you, it's not a secret. It's not a secret at all. James, now he does the Jet. I know, I believe last time I talked with him, he's with the guy with G-Girls. Derek got his Envy. But to your listeners, any photographers who are listening out there, the thing is about photography since the digital, I mean, like when the digital phase came in, I got mad. I got pissed off because I kept saying, we're going into another, it's going to be another stage of photography. And it has gone to the point where everybody's a photographer now, okay? Now,
like everybody's a model. Oh, Lord.
Right. And but what I'm saying
is. That's what the whole month of July is about.
Right.
People and letting them know what. Are you Mexican staying in this business or not?
Right. And what I try to tell, the thing is, a lot of. I'm going to put it out there. I know I may get some feedback on this, but I got a saying. I got a saying when it comes down to certain things, you know, and you got shooters and you got photographers. Steady, you can pick up a camera and you can shoot, okay? Anybody can shoot a camera, okay? But there's certain rules that you got to know. Now, if you turn your camera on and you put it to the little green square box, that camera is going to take pictures the way it wants it to take pictures. When you put it in the M mode manually, you control that camera. But a lot of guys and girls who get into the photography thing, they don't want to learn and study the triangle of photography. And what I mean by the triangle, you have aperture, okay? You got ISO, and you got speed. And you've got to know these three things inside and out. And
repeat those again for them again.
Okay. Aperture, ISO, and speed. Now, I can go a little more in depth into that and give you the meaning of each word that I said. What is aperture in photography? Okay, aperture is in the optic sense is a hole. Okay, you know you got that hole in your lens, and when you open it, okay, more light comes in. When you close it, less light comes in. Okay. That's what aperture is, okay, and it hasn't changed since the film. All this stuff here hasn't changed. There was back in my old days, it was aperture, okay, but you got to know what aperture stands for, and understanding how it works, okay, and it's the optical system. That's all it is, and it structures the limit and the rays. The ray of bundles, in other words, also known as pencils of light that flow right through that lens. Okay, that's what aperture is. Okay, then I said ISO. Okay, ISO. That the correct I can give you the correct name of ISO. It's a setting on your camera. Okay. Have you seen that on a camera before? Back in my days, they used to call it ASA. Back in the film days, it was traditional in film photography, and you would go to the store and you would buy a roll of film, and you would say, "I want 400 ASA film." But now we don't deal with film, but we still deal with film. But now it's called ISO. Okay. And the higher the ISO setting that is used in a dark situation to get faster shutter speed. So you got your ISO, all right? And some people get confused on that. And then the other thing is speed, how fast frames per second. Like you got. And it's another thing in photography, you got to understand math. If you're not good with math, you don't know fractions, you won't be able to do too much. But you got to understand that you can do it in your head. So you got that also. And when you think of going like when I'm shooting a concert, for instance, I'm shooting a concert and I'm going 400th of a second. Now that's pretty fast. Now, if I'm shooting sports like football, I'm going at 1/1,000th of a second, because it'll be whereas there's no blur. In other words, I stop the action. You may hear things called like I stop the action. So that's what that speed is for. But those understanding those, what I just said, ISO, aperture, and speed. Once you get the understanding and practice, then you'll start to understand it more. But a lot of people who get into photography, they have no idea what that means. You know, it's just buttons to them. And if you just reach out, I mean, on social media, man, well, not social media, you go to Google, you can Google anything that you can think of, you know. You can find it, you know.
And you know what's so funny about that too is, because I mention this a lot. When I see professionals in the industry, and I put professionals in, let's put that in quotation marks, by the way. I see professionals in the industry who write on Facebook all day about how bored they are. Like, they're just sitting around not doing nothing and bored. And I've told people this plenty of times, like with my work and stuff, you have never seen me type that I'm bored on Facebook or Twitter or none of that. Because, like you said, it's Google at your fingertips. Why are you not researching your craft? Because every moment you're
wasting,
somebody's getting better than you right now because you're wasting time.
Exactly. And as far as myself, I still don't get bored. I'm not on social media, you know, Facebook and Instagram night and day, because, you know, there is life, you know, other than that. But a lot of us, you being stagnant, and if you're a model or photographer, you know, as a photographer, you don't have to go out here shooting just models, you know. There's so much you can go out here shooting people, photography, people walking around the street. Just people walking around the street you can shoot. You can shoot landscape, you know. Go out there, shoot some in a field or a lake or a pond, and, you know, experiment with the settings on your camera. You know what I'm saying? There's so much I mean, the other night, I'm guilty, I didn't go out to shoot any fireworks because, I don't know, I was just lazy. But I normally do, but I was just lazy the other night. And I, you know, at certain times of the night when that happens, you got to get out there early. But anyhow, it's not about, it's the saying, you know, you need to be a photographer, even though you may be in the urban, you just don't have to shoot booty, you know. To me, a real photographer is diverse. I mean, when I look at
photography, the banner on the show actually has your quote about that. Real photographers can shoot anything.
Oh, man. Where you getting this stuff at?
I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all,
man. You did some research on me.
A lot of people just think I'm all listening. I'm all listening or whatever. I'm like, yeah, if y'all only knew how powerful my mind was.
Wow. And you know, earlier when we were talking off the air, You impressed me.
I see now you got some secrets. You're like, dang it, man, wait a minute.
I'm going like, where you get that from? Yeah, I made a little, one of Instagram flyers and one night
out. Powerful. I had to put that up there. Like, this is a powerful statement. What better way to introduce you to the show, let people know who you are by posting that statement? Because it spoke volumes to me.
Man, I didn't know that was out there like that. Yeah, I have a little, and see, because I'm not going to get up on, say, I'm not going to get on social media and say, you know, I ate a hamburger and a pack of fries and now I'm sick. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to do that. That's not me. You know,
they have to get cut off. Like, sometimes you'll just say, I'm on the toilet right now, thinking about
about
life. And then
right.
10 years ago,
and
I flushed the toilet, and then, you know, it's got to be
right.
A line that has to be drawn.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I try to send positive information to not just photographers but to models, you know. I know I had something out there. I think you've probably seen that. Just because you own a camera, you're not a photographer. You can't buy talent. Yeah, I throw stuff like out there. But the thing is about humbling yourself, you know. I mean, like you heard me say about James Energy and Derek Clay, you know, and I be saying, man, you guys, no, man, you this. I go, no, man, y'all shooting better than me now, you know. And the thing about it is that they study this thing, man. And because there's some gifted guys out here who do have the eye. I mean, they just, you know, what is that saying? Leaders are not made, leaders are born. You got some people, like, for instance, I'll give you a good thing about, if you take a guy who's an artist, a born artist who draws, okay, who draws, and he was just, God gave him that gift through his eyes, his vision to draw, and you teach him how to operate a camera, he learns how to, operate a camera, and he starts understanding, you know, exposure compensation, so on. He'll outshoot me. He will. Because, see, that gift that
like
he has.
I ain't
going to
say I'll shoot you, but
I think he'll be a rough contender.
Art very well.
Right. He'll be a rough, semi-rough to contend with. You know, cause one thing is called composition. He knows how to compose, looking through that eyepiece. You see what I'm saying? You get people who don't know how to. You have to compose the shot first before you squeeze down on that shutter. And his eye is just a gift. I mean, he's blessed. You understand what I'm saying? True artists, real artists are blessed, are gifted. I can't draw for nothing.
Now, here's a question. Here's what I throw out there and play devil's advocate. Well, not necessarily devil's advocate, but do you think the reason why there's so many photographers who are out there who continue to be, I'm going to think of a new phrase for them later, but for now, I'm going to use shooters. Why there are so many shooters is the fact because some of them are just trying to figure out, how can I make some money real quick? And then that, so when that's all you worried about and not about getting better, you don't go and you don't take the time to study to go get better. You're just trying to figure out how can I get that money. But when you study the art and you're getting better and better, you won't have to ask for the money. The money will show up itself. I don't understand why people don't understand that. That's what's tainting the industry so much, because some people, we're not saying don't make money, but we're saying earn the money. There's a difference.
Okay. Well, first of all, when I started out, okay, got a camera. You know, my first camera I had, I was at eight years old. You know, I told you earlier, you know, my father was a photographer. Now, he was a prominent wedding portrait photographer in New York. And I had good stuff. And I go, Dad, I don't, this is too complicated, you know. And he got me, I'm dealing with Mamiya. I don't know if you ever heard of that brand of cameras. Mamiya is expensive stuff. Okay, that's huge, and they still make my media. But anyway, I said, Dad, he got me a Kodak 110, and I messed around with that, and I said, oh, okay. Then when the Swinger came out, you ever seen that camera called the Swinger? It's a white camera. See, I'm showing my age now. It's a white camera. If you go to my Model Mayhem site, you'll see a picture of it, and I'll say my first camera, which it wasn't my first. But anyway, that you took a picture with that, and you pulled the sheet out, and the picture would develop right there instantaneously. Okay, but the reason why in the days of film, it was too expensive. It's very, very expensive. You spend in $3 on a roll of film and you get 12 exposures, right? I would buy 5-6 rolls. And then you got to get it developed. Either you develop it yourself, you got to have that gear. You got to have an enlarger, okay, to do that. And then you got to buy your trays, and you got to buy chemicals and all that stuff to develop yourself. Now, that's money. Or you take it down to the drugstore, and then they send it off. That was very, very expensive to do. That cost money, okay? So in this age of digital came on the scene in 01, 2000 or 2001, that's what it. But even then, digital was expensive. You would get a, my first digital camera was in 01, and I bought a Sony. It was a Sony FT-707, okay? And that was a 3.5 megapixel camera, okay? That camera was
$1,000. That's on my phone, basically, man.
right, exactly. A phone is just, that was 3.5 megapixels, okay? And that was $1,000. That was a G. So now you have cameras 8, 10, 11, 14 that are under $1,000 now. So it's cheap. So you can go out here and buy a camera, shoot, and then you I'm a photographer. You see what I'm saying? So that's one thing. And then the social media also. You understand? You had what the MySpace. And the guys were doing it, me, and we had a
Flat Planet.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Now, we had a site called, me and Rob. You heard of Rob Meggett. Rob Meggett's a good friend of mine, too. He, we were talking about that a couple of nights ago, me and Rob. And it was called Black Models. Black Model Place. That's what it was called, Black Model Place. And I forgot the photographer who started that site. And us guys, Lee McDowell, James Rich, Rob Meggett, who else? Larry Dixon. Man, we used to post up stuff on there. And you had guys who just thought they were photographers. And those guys there, these guys that I'm naming, James Rich, James Rich got 20, 25 years in the game. Lee McDowell's got probably 40. 45 years in the game, and I wasn't shooting models at that time, I don't believe. Yeah, at that time, because I told you earlier, a model got me into shooting models, because I was shooting other stuff, you know, weddings and stuff like that, portraits and events. But that site there, everybody was humble, man, everybody. And then now, when you look at it back from 01 and 02 to now, I mean, everybody's a photographer. So it's because of social networking, one, and number two, it's very inexpensive to own a camera right now. You know, it's very, very inexpensive. And look at the phones. You have guys who are doing real good with the Android phones and the iOS phones, and you can do some good stuff with it. If you got the eye for it, you can do some good creative stuff with it. So it's that in social media. You remember a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to use it kind of in the same realm. Remember Kevin Hart said something about Michael Epps? And Epp said everybody's funny. You know, anybody can be a comedian. Anybody can be a comedian. But he was saying everybody's funny. And he said that Kevin, if it wasn't for social media, Kevin Hart wouldn't be where he was at. Now, some of that is kind of true. You know, I mean, both of those guys are professionals. I'm not taking nothing from neither one of them. But I see where his point is at of Michael Epps talking about social media got Kevin. It did help Kevin. I'm not going to say, because he is funny, man. He's creative. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he's more like Mike Epps. He hasn't used the social media as much to do stuff every day. Kevin Hart, that's how he keeps some more relevant, is more so being a social media person. So
Right. Exactly. So I see where Michael Epps is doing that, but see what you do in a case like that. You know Kevin ain't got time to be tweaking and torting, whatever. I mean, tweeting every minute of the day. He's got work to do. He hires people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? He hires people to do that. I know quite a few celebrities have 3 and 4 people who actually do that stuff during the day because they understand the power of social media. I wish I had people doing that, you know, because I come to your site, I go to Model Mayhem, I go to Facebook, I go to IG, but I only know one photographer. I'm not going to name him because I don't want people to know how he do it. But I do know a photographer that has 2 or 3 people actually 24 hours a day, they're throwing his stuff out there. You understand what I'm saying? And it does work, you know?
Yeah, I know the page. I know the Twitter handle, too.
Yeah, you know.
I already know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And this guy's out there beefing that guy up. But, hey, I don't see a problem with it because this is the age that we're in. You know, I wish I had somebody, 2 or 3 people to do that for me because, you know, I'm old school. I'm up here shooting, and then I edit, and then I put it out there, and then I got to send it. I mean, if I had people around me doing stuff like that, it would make life so easy for me. You've got photographers who contract out their work to get retouched. You know, I don't do it. And one of my good friends, Visual Cocktails, Dave tells me, no, man, I'm about making this money. I ain't got time for that. You understand what I'm saying? I understand it, but I, myself, retouching is and that's what I got into when I got into this digital thing. I said, well, you know, I'm good with computers and everything, so I'm going to, I know this is going to be rough with this digital, so to keep myself abreast, I know how to shoot, you know, I've proven that, but I'm going to get my editing skills down, I'm going to get my retouching, and mind you, while I'm on the show, edit this. There's editing, and then there's retouching. 2 different things. I don't want to put that out to these guys yet. That's 2 different. Editing is embellishing the image. And there are a lot of ways you can embellish the image through contrast, through temperature. It's just so much stuff you can do to embellish it. I'm just up here just thinking. And the thing of knowing the tools in your Photoshop and Adobe Photoshop and Lightroom, that you can go in and just adjust that alone to make it that picture how you want it to look. But anyhow, the thing is social media, editing your work or retouching your work and shooting it, it just takes a lot of time. It's so time-consuming. And then when you get – and if you're shooting, you're a contributor to 5, 6, 7, 8 magazines, and then these magazines be hitting you up. Yo, man, what you got? Aren't you going to send me something, you know? And you still shooting. That's rough on you, you know? I'm at the point now in my photography now. I don't really have to chase no more. You know, I don't broadcast that much. I just do what I do, and when I get around to it, if you're young and you're hungry for this stuff, by all means, have someone, have your friends who are, you got some guys, you got some people who are into doing the advertising, the marketing of your brand, you know, that
right.
photographer's brand. And those guys, I'm not a good salesperson. I can sell, well, I'll put it this way, as far as
I'll sell tennis shoes, a pair of shoes to a snake.
Yeah, right, right. You know, back in the day, how we would, you know, sell tapes and stuff out of the trunk of our cars. So I can do something like that. But far as advertisement, I'm not good at that. And so that's I'm not trying to get good at it. But what I'm saying,
right.
for the young new photographers who are trying to build that brand, that's what you need to do. You know, that's what you need to do, because as one of my sayings are, there's a model born every 6 minutes, and there's a photographer born every 10. You see what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, yeah, that's how it's rough out here, man. I mean, I get cats come to me, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that? I said, well, first you got to prove to the world or to the earth in this business if you're in the urban. I'm gonna go commercial to photography and I'm gonna go urban. But on the urban side, like I said, there's a model born every 6 and a photographer born every 10 minutes. Okay, and within 5 years. You'll see who lasted. You know what I'm saying? You'll see the ones who yeah. It's that.
I talked about this on BA25 Victims Radio. We talked about that. Your girl was saying she was saying the average lifespan of a model tends to be these days like 6 months.
Well,
which I don't
say,
too much agree with 6 months.
No.
That's
a bad average,
but I know what she followed
months.
Up with.
It's not.
That was good because, like, basically a lot of these models, they're not making the best of their time and not making the best of learning within the thing.
Well,
you got to learn
exactly. And they don't know how to brand. They don't know how to brand themselves.
And I said this on Facebook earlier. I said if you are still doing, if you do the same 3 poses every photo shoot, do not expect somebody to pay you for a photo shoot. It's simple as that.
Well,
like, you can't even have your hand out and go tell a photographer, well, here's my rate. If you do the same 3 poses every shoot and you're going to come look at me in the eye and tell me to pay you, you've got to be freaking kidding me.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, you know, you said somebody told you 6 months. In a way, I see
that.
But that wasn't a model. That wasn't a model. You got some dinosaurs out here right now who are still in demand. She just came through here a couple of weeks ago. I don't think you were in the game then, but you remember a name called Irene the Dream?
Yeah, I know Irene the Dream. I know her.
All right. Okay, now, Irene the Dream, man, been, what, 7 years? And you know she is still out there. But she's got a call.
Yeah, I agree. I see people all the time, like people like Vicky Six, who, God, Vicky
Six. Oh, yeah.
Amazing Amy.
What's the other sister? Brianna? Bria Miles? And Elk the Stallion, you know, she's
Melissa
not modeling.
Ford, perfectly,
right,
perfectly.
Right. But there's some dinosaurs out there.
Oh, yeah. I told her, I said, I didn't agree. I don't know. I don't agree with that 6 month thing. I don't know if that's a good average. I give you, like you said, 5 years. That's more,
I'll say
36
months. I'll say 36 months. What I tell you, a girl right now, oh man, and she's got a great career ahead of her, and it's Killer K. I discovered her. And
I want to get her on the line right now too. I'm going to bring that person on in a second.
You want to bring her in?
I think that's her. That's either her or Serena. We're going to be nosy and find out.
Right. And Serena?
Right, which one of y'all? I called y'all out, so I know it's one of y'all. Which one of y'all?
Are they online now? Are they out there?
Hey, it's Serena.
Serena.
I'm
a psychic,
man. I figured this stuff out.
What's up? Just stopping through to show Mel some love. That's gonna be
thank you,
mom,
Serena.
So. You're welcome. You know I love you. You're my boo.
Listen, even Serena, I used to, she'd get mad at me sometimes. I would drill her, you know, and it's all love. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be going, yo, what you doing? No. You know, and sometimes I joke with the models, you know, I could do that one more time. I'll throw this camera at you. And Teddy, no problem.
You know why it's crazy to me? Because I'm the same way. I'm like one of the nice people you could ever meet. But when I'm in tough mode, I'm like, I can switch over quick. But hey, I need you to
but
have
you know
this
what
here
it is.
One time,
you know what
man.
It is. It's that I care. And when you see somebody who you know. Everybody's getting up in the morning, getting to that shoot, preparing, prepping. You're there for a reason. You know, you're there for a reason. And she, Serena, also Serena, I want to say congrats on your cover.
Thank you.
Congratulate you on that. She's come a long way and she's got a way to go, but she's in there. Congrats on that cover. Too bad I didn't shoot it. But I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not gonna say nothing.
You can put on blast.
No, but I ain't mad at her.
For the teacher, that's good.
But you know what she does? But she will call me up and say, "Hey, look, I'm shooting with such and such. How is this guy? Is he cool? Blah blah. He asked me to shoot, and if I know of the individual, you know, I'll say what I know. If I don't know, I've never heard of him." I said, let me do a little background check on them, you know. And I do that, you know, for models, you know, I'll do a background check. And if it don't look too good, you know, well, first I look at the quality of their work. Okay, he's good to go. But after that, I'm going to do a background check on them.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell them, well, he got it going on. But you need to take somebody with you. Take somebody with you. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Because there's a lot of craziness going on out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, so.
Or even, here's what I would say, because I'm the same way that people know my mention box is open. And if you, because the model's done before, can you just do that and see what you do? I'm like,
Right.
It's one thing you find one thing about that person. You're like, okay, maybe that's a rumor. But when you keep seeing it happen and it's all adding up, you just can't deny it.
Right. So, you know, and, you know, it's basically a lot of the models, you know, they'll call me up and, you know, in other words, they want me to put my blessing on it. And I go, well, I ain't never heard of them. I never heard of them. Have you seen anything, you know, on him or heard him? I've never heard of him. But if you feel you need to take somebody with you, and what I mean far as escorts, I don't allow escorts in the studio while I'm working. Now, they can come and they can stay in the lobby, you know, or they can stay outside in the car, you know, but I can't have... That is too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm concentrating because you got some of these new guys who have this entourage. You know what I'm talking about. And then you got models. Some models bring entourages. You know, but I don't allow it. But But you can be close nearby, and believe me, ain't nothing gonna happen, you know. But when you see that kind of stuff out there on the internet about the person, you know, I don't care how good he shoots. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be cautious, you know. In this day and time, you definitely got to be cautious. So, Serena, you got any new projects coming up?
I do. I supposed to be working with, his name is, I want to say AJ Chevious or something like that. The 18th, I will be in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to
shoot with him. Yeah, okay. So how is he?
Oh, yeah, he's another Best Spot person, man. The Love Y'all Show Best Spot, man. Y'all don't understand that. Like,
I don't know him personally, but he's been in the game for a minute. Yeah,
y'all don't understand, like, the fact of, because this, like, and this is why I was great to have you here on today's show, man, because this is the fifth year running of what we're doing right now on the show. This is before we started doing it on the Best Spot, too. And started creating Dust Spot, whatever. But for this is the fifth year running of doing the Dust Mama Month. And because of this month, 5 years ago, was the reason I started working with models. And wow. It was because of the fact of these different stories of getting inside of y'all head and not just, because, you know, you go to a lot of radio shows. I ain't going to name the names, but it's always the same type of question. Girl, man, you look good, girl. Let me also, you single? It's cool to ask that. But when all you asking is these fluffy questions, what's your favorite food? What did you do when you woke up this morning? What's your favorite position? It's the same cookie-cutter questions. You're not finding that intellectual side of a model, and I think a lot of people miss that. So it's great to see people like, you know, like yourself, Serena, that's, you know, as part of moving, keeping it going, because that's what this is all about. And then it eventually became about the photographers coming into the fold and magazine publishers all coming in to share for this whole entire month, just letting people know, hey, this is the right thing to do. This is how you do it. This is some of the things I messed up at. And it's basically, it's like a free seminar of all these different people telling you stuff. So I'm going to put the stamp on it. The people that come on this show, pay attention to what they're telling you, because especially they've been in the game for a while, they know what they're talking about.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate for the invite. If you need me back again, you know, because I meant to call you and ask you, you know, you got any questions or, you know, that you're going to ask me. So I didn't want to have to put the teleprompter on, you know what I'm saying? So I want.
Oh no, people know me. Real. People know I'm the king of.
Yeah, I want to be real and be myself and be real as I can be. But you know, we dabbed on a little of this and a little of that, but I just want to say something to the photographers. You know, before you try to do everything at once, learn photography. There's schools you can go to, online courses. You can go to ScottKelby.com, Scott Kelby Training, and you can go to YouTube also. You know, YouTube will show you. You got some good guys out there on YouTube, and I've been thinking about me and another photographer have been thinking about doing tutorials coming next year, and do the tutorials and have workshops. The last workshop that I did was up in Greensboro, and I think there were like 12 photographers and close to 35 models, and it was a great workshop. And so what I think I'm going to try to do is get with some of the fellas, some of the pros, and say, hey, let's couple of, you know, videos. I mean, we don't have to do one every month, but at least do three a year. And show them, you know, as far as lighting, well, basic photography 101, and then we'll go from there to advanced and basic lighting 101. And I think by doing that, because they have theirs, you know, mainstream, they do have theirs, and we need to have our own, you know, tutorials and things like that, because mainstream, they making money off of it. I mean, and I've gone to some of the, I still do go to seminars and workshops, you know, mm-hmm. and some people can't afford $500 for 3 days. Plus you gotta get a flight there. You understand what I'm saying? So, I think of, you know, doing something, do some tidbits, you know, on free, you know, and where people who are not, who don't have the monetary means of, you know, going to the big time workshops, because you got one coming up in August. No, September in Vegas. My brothers and sisters can't afford nothing like that. And I think it's $500 for 3 days.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the Adobe. Is it the Adobe one?
Right.
Creative Cloud.
Right.
I think is one of the best ideas they came up with, because
sometimes
you ain't trying to spend that hundreds of dollars out the box.
Right. And
you
can
have everything for $40 a month. I'm like, what?
Well, you know what? I tell you, now I'm a member of Adobe. I'm a member of the National Adobe Photoshop Professionals. I've been a member since 2004. Okay, but how I do that, it's $25 a month or $200 a year. See, when you make your money in your photography, if you're making your money in the photography, look, my rate that I charge, that money does not go for me to eat or to pay my electric bill as far as in my home. It doesn't go into my home. It goes into my my insurance. And maybe we'll talk about that at another one, about having liability insurance. Yeah, the average guy out here does not have liability insurance. And I'm talking about, and you can get it as low, depending how much you're going, $1 million is like, $1 million coverage is like $400 a year. To me, that's not a lot of money. But
yeah,
if I'm doing
it in 12 months, it's not bad.
That's not bad, right, for $1 million coverage. Now, you got to have your liability insurance. And you gotta have your equipment insurance, okay? So I pay both. So when people say, "Oh man, your rates are high," blah blah blah, you know, because I see this $50 stuff out here right now, this $40 a shoot and $50 a shoot. So to me, are you devaluating your work to be that low, that petty? That's just my opinion. Okay, but my rates, you're paying for my insurance, my equipment insurance, my liability insurance, my gas, my travel, you see what I'm saying, and my memberships. And I'm a member of about four or five different entities, Professional Photographers of America, Professional Photographers of North Carolina, and then the journalism part. So that's where my money goes. I'm not making a profit.
A lot of people don't think that way, and that's funny, because that's what a lot of people don't realize. Like, whenever I have ad revenue, it all goes to keeping Best Buy running. It goes to keeping the radio show running. It goes to advertising stuff to make sure we keep the stuff out there. I make very little that goes back into my pocket.
Well, tell you what, none of it goes into mine, because
I can count double digits how much goes back in my pocket, really. That's how it feels every time it goes.
Right. And if you're done,
you're like,
you want to make sure all your stuff is running, because eventually you get to that point where you have a lot more to keep. But you want to keep your brand. To me, it's about my brand staying strong. So I'm going to keep throwing that money back into the brand.
It's basically investing and reinvesting in yourself and your and what you do, your company. But it's the same way with me. Like I said, I'm not making a profit. I'm not making a killing. It's just that I have expenses to pay. You know, I got to keep the lights on in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Refreshments and things like that. You know, I don't have anybody coming in when I close the door to come vacuum the place and stuff like that. You know, you understand? So, but one thing I do want to reiterate about is that liability insurance. There was a photographer last year who was, it's called Drown the Wedding Dress. You ever heard of that? It's a shoe drowning. Okay, now this is what happened. The girl had, you know, she's using a wedding dress as her wardrobe. So she goes into the water. Now she's in a, it was a stream. Stream may go into the river. But anyway, the weight, when a wedding dress, you know, wedding dresses are heavy, okay? All right, when it gets wet, it triples the weight. So as that stream was rolling, she drowned it, man. She drowned it. And they were on a photo shoot. Now, I hope and pray that guy had liability, okay? I hope and pray. If you take a model, A model, two models, I don't care how many models, and a nail gets in their foot, okay, you're responsible. I'm serious. You are responsible. This is the hardcore business side of photography. You're doing not even just location. If a studio falls and hits somebody in the head, you're responsible. You know, that's why I don't allow little children in my studio. No, I don't allow no kids in there. Because if something happens, they're going to come back to you. Because once they leave, you need to get a lawyer. Because that's his responsibility. You were in his studio. You were out on location with him. You were out on location with Meltech Photo. We're going to sue him. But see, this new breed don't think about stuff like that. And until it may never happen, but it can happen. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not expensive. If you end this thing as a photographer and you claim you got a business, these guys don't even have an LLC. Some of them don't even know about LLC. Some of them don't know nothing about copyrights. Copyrights, far as yes, that is your material and it's copyrighted. What about usage? You know, you have usage rights also, whether it's a written permission to use my image or you want to pay me to use my image. So it's a whole lot. See, what I try to tell young photographers, it's that of photography, 90% of photography business is about business and 10% is about photography.
Exactly.
You know, that's the main line, you know. I've gone to concerts where I had to have liability insurance or they were not going to allow me in there, you know, because I shoot lots of concerts and you got liability, or the media outlet that sent you there has liability insurance, because the media outlet magazine or newspaper, they got to have insurance for their photographers and their journalists. But even still, if this is your business, I guarantee you, if you go on Facebook, Instagram, and you ask the question, matter of fact, he said you can do that and get away with it. If I do it, I'm a troublemaker. But you go on.
Because everybody knows,
you can
everybody
do that.
Expecting me now is the
the blunt right, one.
And your
and
knowledge.
I'm not gonna. So I get to use that card this week.
Yeah, you see, like I said, yeah, you can do that. I can't do that because if I do that, I'm a villain. But this is what you do. You got a show. You got to, you know, and.
I'm
and your knowledge.
That's what I am.
I was so surprised, you know, when we were talking earlier today. I was just so surprised how knowledgeable you were in this field. I'm going, man, you just surf the web and you just, I mean, I used to see when I didn't know you, I'd go, why is he here? What is he doing? You know, I see what you've been doing. You've been educating yourself. For the last 5 years, I was very, very surprised. So, but like I said, you can ask that question. I can't ask that question. But I guarantee you a lot of hands will be raised up and say I don't. And then you're going to have some people who will lie about it. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
The majority of these, I guarantee you 95% of the photographers who say, that question, I guarantee you 95, I would say 94, 90, maybe 97% don't have it, don't even know what I'm talking about, especially that liability because, you know, you guys going out on location, shooting on rooftops, shooting on avalanches and mountains and out in the street, especially you down on 42nd and 3rd, car run them over. Somebody got to pay. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, shoot, man. As we get ready to come to a close, man, because, again, it's always great to have people. Before as we get close now, one thing again, I want to remind you again, I want to thank you, man, just for support. A lot of everybody that supports me every day, man. I got to tell you this all the time. And they go, well, what if you have like a million people on Facebook and all that? I told them I will take my time. I'm going to take my time and be very meticulous about every little thing with Dust Spot because that's my baby, and I don't want it to become what a lot of these other sites, I'm not going to name the names, but a lot of these coming social networks have become and. You feel like just another number. You don't feel, what sets me apart? Why should I come join your site? What's going to make me feel different? And everybody uses the phrase thirsty. Like you have, like all these different sites. It's like, where is the line between professionalism and people who just run around being fanatics? And one thing I will say about y'all, Dust Spot Man, y'all very professional. And people who have came through and tried to mess with that flow have got suspended for things like that. I'm not going to name the name. But you know who you are. You know why you got suspended. So we want to remind you. Because
right.
I had somebody, they hit me up twice. Like my answers are going to change while I suspended them. And I just don't go for it, man. I just don't. Like, you're not going to mess up the flow of what has made Dust by what it is today. People like yourself that's on there. And just on about business and sharing ideas and sharing the work of other people and this making it a place where it's conscious full of people who want to be in a professional atmosphere. Point
right,
blank.
Right,
so
right,
again,
right.
I think you should be another one of those people that support the vision. Knowing you from all the way back again, Don's Depot.
Right,
yeah,
that's
saying,
a while
I
ago.
I mean,
yeah.
People are like, dang, you, I do remember you, me over there. They're tripping out when I tell them how I first met them. They laugh every time. I'm like, dang it, man.
I'm going to get out of here, Steady. Look, Emmett's coming up. Emmett Dillon's coming up tonight, too? You got Emmett coming on, or that's next week?
No, are you talking about Emmett?
Yeah.
He was actually on last week.
Oh, man, I missed that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's a young guy.
But
he's
you
a young
back
guy.
To it. That's the beauty of it. I'm listening back. He was going in, too. Yeah, I think, like, you listen to all these different – well, like, it's like
I never met him.
Together, all of y'all. Because y'all all said something different that people need to pay attention to and put that into their work. and they'd be on point.
Right.
Like,
I
just covered the bit in here. Y'all basically y'all like a different chapter of a book that's telling somebody how best to do this.
Right. So everybody can go by their experience. Yeah. I mean, I've never met him personally, and then I think I met him. Not that I know. I think I did meet him once. But he's doing great things. Young guy, coming along, photographer, and he has definitely advanced in the last couple of years. He's getting it in. Great guy, great photographer. I've been monitoring his work and everything, and he's putting some. Matter of fact, you know, Dakota Blue, that's one of his disciples. I always say that.
Yeah, she's in the most recent issue of Human Canvas.
Right, I shot her hundreds of times and everything. I thought she was getting out of this thing, but she's making a good comeback. But I want to make a shout out to a couple of people, and Jasmine and the Cranny, all that jazz, and Killer K, and Danny B, my makeup artist. Man, your guys have been terrific, and Serena also, you in there, and. Just wanted to shout out to those are the two young ladies that I manage, Killer K and Jasmine McCraney, and they're doing a great job, and you'll start seeing a whole lot more this year, and especially the beginning of the year with those young ladies, because I say right now, as far as in North Carolina, those two are making a name for themselves, and but they're still in training. But they're making a name for themselves, and especially my MUA, Danny B. Her company is called Full Fabulous Faces. She's a licensed MUA and also esthetician. Maybe you can get her on the show also. She's outstanding. I mean, and like I said, she's licensed, and I do not. Work with any models. No model can work with me unless they got paper, as far as, you know, credentials and license, because that's another thing. You know, you get a girl in there, oh, I do makeup and everything, and the girl applies something on the girl's face, and the next day her face starts to break up and stuff like that. What's going to happen? You see what I'm saying?
And that's that liability insurance company.
That's that liability. You know, that's that liability, man. You know, and it ain't going on me. I was just a photographer, you know, because everybody's going to say, hey, what did he want me? But you got to have a license. You know, you got to have a license to do certain things, especially when it comes down to the person. You mess with someone's person, you know, their face, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have.
Send it through, man, because all month long, that's what it's about. It's about more so than modeling. We have on the show, we have photographers, MUAs, stylists come through.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, we had somebody who talked about natural hair and being able to keep how to do that right as far as and how to do that right when it comes to modeling. Like, I'm telling you, man, a lot of people don't realize we have to pay attention, because you never know what we're going to do this month. This is the fifth annual. So, again, man, I appreciate you for kicking it off.
Well, thank you for having me on, Teddy.
Definitely a pleasure, man. And you guys, man, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/TeddyJ. That's TEDDY, letter J. That's over and over and over. You know, it's like being one of those motivational tapes, listen back to what they were telling you. Go back and listen to it. Again, man, guys, I appreciate you all for tuning into the show as always. And we're going to end the show letting you know what I always remind you at the end of every show. That's where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life and the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J, special guest, Mel Tech Photo. And I want to go ahead and shout something out on one last food for thought, and it's going to trip you. I can go, dang it, this dude really do be paying attention. And that's, ladies, if you get some photographer's work, do not put those cheesy Instagram effects on their pictures. If you want to see them lose it, put the effects on the picture and see what happens. They're going to lose it, and it drives me nuts. And even as a spectator, it drives me nuts. Stop doing it. It doesn't make the picture look good. There we go. I'll leave y'all with that.